Are we talking about the annexation next week? It's gonna be a topic for the agenda?
It'll be on the agenda, and staff will have their normal communication to the board as far as the issue, as well as, if you recall, back in June, I believe, of 18, we adopted our annexation policy.
Correct.
And with that policy, it has a series of questions that we will ask ourselves to consider, so that will be part of that discussion. And certainly, again, starting the discussion, and I'll leave it to this board as far as how fast you wanna move and, or other stuff, so.
I'm not gonna be here next week, but I would like to put my two cents towards a vote of tablement for a month. I mean, I heard what they said about a short notice, and if they wanna rally their troops, I feel we should give them that opportunity. And I know maybe others don't feel that way, but that's my two cents from, I'm not gonna be here next week, but that's my two cents. If they feel that is, they would like to have another month to organize and talk about it and review things, I don't see an issue unless there's something I'm missing, but that's my two cents.
Is it true that some of these folks have not received their package yet?
I don't know if they have or have not. They were all sent. They were sent last week.
And it's not our fault for the timing, that it is spring break. There's gonna be people gone, and, you know, I know we can't run our business around spring breaks and things like that.
And other candidate forums or
Yeah.
going on in the community.
Right, I mean, we can't control that, I get that. But if we can postpone in a month, then, you know, I don't see why we shouldn't. But I'm sure there may be other reasons we can't, and I just don't know. And if that's what comes out of next Tuesday. But I feel we should let them know next Tuesday if we can, if we're gonna postpone. I wouldn't wait until the following Tuesday. I think we should give them the courtesy to let them know we're going to probably table it for a month. But you guys can decide something else, but that's my two cents, since I won't be here. And I'll respect whatever you guys come up with.
Oh, I do know what he's saying. My concern is if it would be their desire, as they mentioned the word research, or if it's simply around their troops to just swell the gates and aggravate everybody a little longer or something. If they already know what they're doing, fine. But public relations, we talked about, communications, we talked about, I'm fine with that. But I've seen what relations do, certainly in a group like the church, with a person of people, one or two people upset the apple cart, and next thing you know, we're a year behind on something we're doing. So just for the sake of easing somebody, no, but for the sake of people who really feel like they not had the proper time or haven't got over the shock of it yet, I don't know. But don't state statutes determine notification, length of time and stuff? I mean, it's not like we're trying to bully anybody with something that I'm
Yeah, I'll speak to that. Yes, we must provide certain minimum notices. Certainly, state statute speaks in terms of minimum 15 days to the taxpayers. We believe we've met that, absolutely. Minimum 10 days to the township, minimum 10 days to the county and the publication. So we
so
believe we've met all the
entire process, basically.
Yes, yeah. That's correct, yes.
Yeah. And I'm not stating because I feel like we did something wrong either. I didn't mean that we did anything wrong, or I thought you guys did anything wrong. I was just stating my opinion. And if you guys decide next week to know if we're going to go forward, then I'll be on board to go forward.
100%.
I mean, I think that the issues work. We will discuss it next week. I think that we told everybody that. It's been in the last as well. So I think the discussion needs to move forward. Now, the decision of what this board does as far as taking action, you know, that is, you know, our purview or our lane to choose what we want to do. So the comments as far as not being aware, I've been here 16 years now, so at least I know what happened 10 years ago, and everybody was fully aware that they're wholly bounded and aren't being considered for annexation because of the census. So if it didn't happen in 09, they at least knew that this was the next round that was going to come to them. So
we also told the editor of the Mohammed Daily that this would be discussed in 2019 before the census.
Right. So
there's a meeting on a day that we had scheduled.
As I told you 2 weeks ago, we...
A year in advance.
As I told you 2 weeks ago, or 3 weeks ago, that they didn't ask us, they scheduled the forum.
They should be upset with the school board.
You could have challenges, and you guys would not be able to attend the forum, because, but you don't have challenges, but you're not even able to attend, because they scheduled it online.
Right.
I do think it's important, I don't want to interject, but the public hearing is not the 19th. I think there's actually been some confusion out there, because there's still, that public hearing will be held on the 26th. So that, if you guys could help propagate that, some people feel like they're completely missing the opportunity.
Joe was confused as I was when I walked in here today about the hearing being on the board night.
What hearing? I'm sorry.
Do you not have the consideration it gives people a hearing to the Holy Bounded versus the other? Do you not?
Is there no public hearing?
Is there just no?
There is no requirement for a public hearing.
I see. Were you putting it on as a discussion item or straight into decision?
It's just on the, it's on the agenda. If the board wants to take comment, they can. But there's no requirement for a public hearing. There's no legal requirement for a public hearing.
Okay, so yeah, sorry, I missed.
Absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's what you want to do, actually. Okay. If you want to, you can do what you want to do, but there's no required statutory public hearing. I mean, a public hearing is a specific action.
That's true. I stand corrected on that. People want, they expect to be heard on the 26th. So just keep
sounds
that.
Sounds like the 19th too.
Keep, yes, but at least the 26th.
Their notice says the 26th though, not the 19th.
Not the 19th, so.
Right.
Okay.
Just considering what you
so
might.
It's not technically a public hearing, it's just they can come to comment.
And that's the date that they have on
just
their
thing. Just for clarification, Jill, your letter maybe said this is earliest
will
take action
the
on.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the letter says what the statute requires, which is that we must notify them of the earliest time that the board could take action. That's why it was referenced directly to the 26th, because that's the earliest you could take action. The study sessions, you're not taking action on them, so that's why I did not mention those. So.
Legally, can I ask a procedural question? So there's been a request in to go one whole month to the regular board meeting on the normal schedule. Could it be that there is a special board meeting 2 weeks later or 1 week later? If they wanted to do that, they could put it on, or is it automatically if they decide to delay, that they move it to the next regularly scheduled?
This board could do whatever this board wants to do. If you want to vote on it on March 26th, you are statutorily authorized to do that. If you want to table it, you are legally authorized to do that. If you want to move it to the next regular meeting at the end of April, whenever that may be, I don't know when the date is off the top of my head, you may do that. If you want to call a special meeting, that's up to the board. You can do what you want to.
Here's a takeaway. It's a little premature to talk about this stuff right now.
I just wanted my comments since I wasn't going to be here to give the comments.
I have one question. If we decide to delay for however long, does that mean that the study sessions between now and then would be open more stuff like tonight?
My comments are on the minutes, right?
But it would be public comment not on the agenda.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that stuff wouldn't necessarily be on the April.
Or you could say, hey, we want it on each of the agendas in the first two study sessions in April.
Yeah. All right. I'll leave you up to you guys next
week. I will be back for the end of the week.
Well.
Okay. All right.
Some adjustments.
You can kick me later, too.
We've had one person who's been waiting very patiently for dinner.
Yeah.
For dinner.
Hey, get off the car.
Trustee Jimenez, other new business.
No, I just have one question. It's just a technicality. But they were talking about Sangamon Valley, you know, in Briarcliff.
That makes sense.
Well, I'm asking a question. main intersection, Valerie, or do they go under?
Yes, the annexation and the service and provision of utilities have nothing to do with each other.
Yeah.
They really don't.
That's what I'm asking.
Right, so they're confused.
Nor does the road going through their subdivision have nothing to do with the annexation.
The annexation has, so that's the problem is.
That does.
Remember.
That becomes, the road is, becomes ours. It's a township road.
The right of way.
The road is ours.
The road's ours.
Yeah, the road's ours. The,
I mean, the extra.
The extra, that's.
The extra cut road, I thought we were.
Yeah, that has no bearing on the annexation.
Well, that has nothing on the annexation.
That could go.
Who maintains the water system?
It is still the district, Sangamon Valley Public Water District.
I think we need to explain that to them.
They are very confused that they believe that there's some nexus between. We just have, and they think the funds are intermixed. So they think taxes pay for utilities. We run into this all the time. So when, in the materials that we prepare, we can try to address that.
And Sangamon Valley, then I'll clarify, also supplies the water to their hydrants too, correct? And maintains their fire hydrants?
As far as maintenance, fire hydrant itself, I'm not sure.
All residents, including residents that are in Sangamon Valley, do pay on their property taxes. Sangamon Valley rates are not charged on property taxes, they're charged on the monthly bills. We do have a property tax assessment. When our, you know, all of our assessments every year that you approve, if you look, go back to that list, when we approved it back in December or whatever date, and I can maybe send that out to you, there is a charge for water service or water main or water something. And that's what the guy was referencing about that. Every taxpayer, including those in Sangamon Valley, do pay. It's not a very big number. They do pay that number. So that one person is saying, well, you should, you're double tax, you know, you don't serve us, so you should give that money back to us. That money is used specifically for fire service related items, like water main enlargements and things like that. That does serve other areas. I mean, you know, we're on our CIP, we're talking about, we have a water master plan that is serving the entire village and commercial areas, things like that. So we can use that. We do tax on that because we have the authority to levy for that.
That it became very obvious that they think we're going to take over that water system.
Yeah.
Well, and part of that clarification, this isn't the first neighborhood in Sangamon Valley that's serviced by Sangamon Valley that we've annexed, and theirs hasn't changed. I mean, we can cite previous examples.
And all new subdivisions that they say should be annexed are served by Sangamon Valley.
Well, I think they were saying that they wanted to annex in, the village didn't want to take it on, so they paid $20,000 per household to have Sangamon Water put in the water.
Well, the interesting thing is,
and they want reimbursed for that.
I'm not sure whether they could have been annexed, much less serviced, so the two situations are separate. Mm-hmm. So we may not have been able to actually annex. You have to be contiguous. So there's other lands between them.
Well, 10 years ago, they asked us.
Was it 10 years ago?
1981. Yeah, but my point is that I actually don't believe that we were contiguous.
But the bottom line is they asked us to extend our water services.
And we did not.
There, and we don't know what the history is of why we said we can't do that. It might have been cost prohibitive. Regardless of who did it, Sangamon Valley said, oh, we're right over under the river, we'll do it. So Sangamon Valley said, we'll do it. Whoever did it was going to charge them the total cost of extending.
Right.
Let's be clear, every person in this village, except maybe the old people, but the old houses, but every subdivision, yours, has paid for your water main cost. It's in your lot price.
It's in your lot price.
Everybody pays, so asking us to refund
and your connection fee and stuff.
Is not, and we'll try to.
And they can't use 1981 as a frame of reference for now. Entirely different situation. The village was, 2,000 people at that time. Big, totally different scenario. It's apples and oranges.
Okay.
I remember that.
I was single.
But the water, you know, we're charged these subdivisions, they're charged for the installation of utilities. By lots, you know, like you set up. But they don't understand that.
No.
And they pay the same. So we're going to have to clarify some of this.
We'll try to answer some questions.
I mean, based on the questions we've got so far, either through email, social media, tonight's statements,
I'm confident in staff will create a response, or at least give us information as the board, to make an informed decision on this issue, so.
I wrote it down.
But I think, and it's not, I mean, I think we're a little bit out of topic and off the agenda, so I want to be careful here, so.
Okay.
Any other new business?
Yeah, I'm going to change the subject now, okay?
Thank you. Do we know when we can start seeing anything happening on Sunny Acres Road, approximately?
You know, Ellen got back really late, literally.
Given that we're starting to see.
She went to Paris today.
We don't, she didn't say, she was there a lot longer than she expected, so we should be able to have an update for you.
And they're still planning to close off south of the tracks, do that section.
The schedule is the same.
First, and then start on the rest?
She has.
I've been asked.
She was going to do everything south of the tracks would be done first, I think, but then it was going to remain closed, because you can't have all that traffic coming through.
And I think, well, I remember I requested we post on the website.
She is, and she's meeting with media.
And it may be too late to gain for this, but a suggestion was brought to my attention. Why not do from Oak Ridge or Oak Creek Drive south first, and then open that back up and do the rest of the north end of it, so that traffic could go through there?
They, if they could have, they would have.
Okay.
There's a lot of complexities to this.
I would leave it to the engineer to decide.
Yeah, I know that, I'm just.
It would have been easier and theoretically cheaper if they would have tried, but it got complex.
We'll get the update from Ellen, she just got back late, she spent the whole day there almost.
Okay, okay.
How long is that supposed to take?
Till August.
3 to 4 months, probably, maximum 4 months.
Yeah.
But that would be the complete project, not the one.
They got to have more school starts.
Okay.
Put that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it was dead.
Yes, I think we all will.
Yeah, new business? Okay, motion to adjourn.
So move.
Yeah. Parks and Mesker, roll call.
Lynn.
Yes.
Oliger.
Yes.
Metzger.
Yes.
Cole Rady.
Yes.
Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
Parks.
Yep. Thank you.